Life is what you make it, so make it while you can. The lessons learned in childhood are gifts of life to man. Remember little David, anointed to become the greatest king of Israel when he was very young. Confronted by Goliath, the 9-foot giant fell, and all because young David had learned his lessons well. Oh, life is what you make it, so make it while you can. The lessons learned in childhood are gifts of God to man.
Life is what you make it, so be a simple man. The sayings of the fathers hold wisdom for the son.
'Tis written he's a wise one who learns from every man, who overcomes his passions, who tells himself he can.
Become as wise as Solomon, as righteous as poor Lot,
and all because he learns from lessons he's been taught. So don't waste your boyhood days with nothing. The pleasures of a child left behind when you become a man. To be a scholar, make the early days worthwhile, and sift through life like precious grains of sand. Oh, yes, life is what you make it. Way to be a man, take every moment, every chance, and make it while you can.
Life is what you make it, why wait to be a man, take every moment, every chance, and make it while you can.
So, now you understand, because you are who you are, a Jew, an important link in the ancestral chain of Israel, you are compelled to study all the days of your life.
Rabbi?
Yes, my son.
Is that the persecution of the Jews?
Knowledge is not persecution, but a great gift from heaven.
Look to the words of Abraham, our lesson for today.
When God spoke unto Abraham, he went without delay
unto the land of Canaan, wise and old, with faith that seldom wavered, he did what he was told.
Had Abraham not listened, or chose to disagree,
I think of the misfortune, there'd be no you or me. Silence! An inquisitive mind from a curious student is good. A boy asks me a question, I answer. I accept and he accepts. He may not understand, but he accepts.
Turn to the book of Genesis, to Jacob and his sons. The best of 12 was Joseph, 'twas no comparison. Because his father favored him, his brothers took command and sold him into Egypt. Did Joseph understand? Oh, no, 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 no. But with the gentleness of Isaac, the faith of Abraham, the courage of poor Jacob, he left his father's land. For 13 years he suffered a bitterness he'd taste. The sweetness of his life was yet to come. And through the dungeons and the famines grew his faith. To God he was a most obedient son.
from prison to prime minister, according to God's plan. Not once did Joseph question, because he did not understand. For God won't plan a lifetime for each and every man. So man must work his lifetime into God's holy plan.